CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 1st of August, 2021. Here are the main news headlines. SSTV scared from ISS, new Interlink GB2RS broadcast, amateur on University Challenge. Russian cosmonauts on the International Space Station are planning to transmit slow-scan TV images on 145.8 MHz FM using SSTV mode PD120. The transmissions will be made from RS0ISS in the Russian ISS service module. The dates are planned as the 6th of August from 10:50 to 19:10 UTC and the 7th of August 09:50 to 15:55 UTC. As always, these dates and times could change depending on operations on board the ISS. The signal should be receivable on a handheld with a quarter-wave whip. If your rig has selectable FM filters, try the wider filter for 25 kHz channel spacing. You can find ISS past times at amsat.org. We're always seeking new ways to bring you GB2RS each week, and now we have news of an Interlink broadcast. John G4TRN and Sean G7NJX have interlinked GB3ZB and GB3FI to extend their 70-centimetre broadcast to both sides of the Mendips. Thank you to them and all other newsreaders who bring the news to listeners week by week. Nicholas M0IPY, who is chairman of Cambridge University Wireless Society, will be appearing in the Emmanuel College team on University Challenge. The programme airs on Monday the 2nd of August at 8:30 p.m. Why not watch and cheer on his team? Nicholas also took part in the VHF NFD in Cambridge. You can find out more from the BBC website. Kevin G0PEK and Lauren 2E0HLR will be taking part in the Megacycle D expedition as they cycle from Land's End to John O'Groats. It starts today, the 1st of August, and they hope to be home by the 28th. They'll be carrying radio equipment on the bikes and operating VHF bicycle mobile and APRS along much of the route. Some HF QRP operations may be possible too. You can follow their progress on the Megacycle D expedition Facebook page. The British Amateur Television Club convention takes place on the 21st of August only at the Midland Air Museum. This event will be a meet-up, show and tell, and bring and buy event with full test facilities. On the 16th of October, part two of the BATC convention will be a day of free online talks about amateur television. You can read more at batc.org.uk. Today, the 1st of August, is Yorkshire Day, and for many of the participants in the Hambleton and ARS Daily Net, it'll be a double celebration. It's the 500th consecutive day of operation of their Daily Net on 2 metres FM. The net is open to any amateurs or listeners, and we've started to keep amateurs in the area in touch during the COVID lockdown. So far, 8 to 7 different stations have been logged since it started. A special Yorkshire-themed Cabin Fever Award is available for any station taking part in the net, issued by email by Tim G0TYM. SWL reports are welcome and should be sent to hambletonars2020@gmail.com. The net starts at 11 a.m. on the 2 metre calling frequency and usually moves to S18 if clear. Many stations will take to the airwaves between the 2nd and the 15th of August, celebrating the 4th anniversary of FT8. Commemorative stations will use the call sign FTDMC or FTDM in the suffix. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, and EQSL and QSL cards will be available. A list of stations due to take part can be found at ft8dmc.eu/anniversary. The AMSAT engineering and operations teams have announced that the satellite known as AO109 is now open for amateur use. Users are advised to use efficient modes, such as CW or FT4, for making contacts, as there are issues with the satellite that make SSB voice contacts difficult. AO109 is inverting linear transponder. The uplink is 145.860 megs. to 145.890 megs, and the downlink is 435.760 megs to 435.790 megs. Later, there'll be a 1200 baud PSK telemetry on 435.750 megs, but that's still non-operational. Now, for details of rallies and events before travelling to any rally, please check the event's websites against alterations or cancellations. News of a cancelled rally first. The Galashiels rally, planned for the 24th of October, has been cancelled for this year. The Wiltshire Radio Rally Electronics Fair and Car Boot Sale is planned for today, the 1st of August, at Kington Langley Village Hall and Fields, Sugar November 15 5NJ. Doors open from 9am to 3pm and admission is free. Details at chippenhamradio.club. Also today, the 1st, the radio operators of Cornwall are holding the first Cornwall antenna build-off. This is a free event, as well as the build-off there are bring and buy tables available, as well as refreshments. More details, search at G5XDX on Facebook or email g5xdx@gmx.co.uk. The King's Lynn ARC Radio Rally will go ahead today, the 1st of August, at Gaywood Community Centre, King's Lynn PE34EL. Doors open 9am, entry is £2.50. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, and car boot pitches outside. Catering is available on site. See klarc.org.uk. The Flight Refuelling Hamfest, originally scheduled for next weekend, is cancelled for 2021 as previously publicised. DX News, Yan F1SMB will be active as Fox Oscar call sign from several French Polynesia islands in August. Between the 2nd and 6th of August, he'll be in Mouréa, IOTA reference OC046, and between the 6th and 10th, it will be Taha, OC067. He'll operate QRP, SSB and FT8 mainly on 40 and 20 metres, QSL via F1SMB for SSB and EQSL for both SSB and FT8 contacts. HAL W8HC will be active holiday style as Fox Sugar Stroke call sign from St Martin, which is NA105, until the 6th of August. He'll operate CW and FT8 on the 40 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Massimo HB9TUZ will be active as HI9 stroke call sign from Las Terenas, which is NA096. In the Dominican Republic throughout August, he will operate SSB on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL, EQSL only. Now, the special event news. On the 7th and 8th of August, Welland Valley ARS will be running GB5HAW from the Harborough at War event at the Market Harborough Showground, which is LE167QB. It's a two-day 1940s and World War II living history show. There'll be trade stands, static military vehicle displays, battle reenactments with smoke and pyrotechnics galore. There'll also be a home front that will host static displays and a marquee. This is where the WVARS will be located. They will be on the air from the 6th of August when they set up. Coventry ARS is running two special event stations until May 2022, celebrating Coventry being the city of culture. GB1CCC, GB8CCC will be running most days, with G8, GB8CCC passing between members of the club. Dates and times vary. Contest news, different parts of the UK having different restrictions. Please follow the appropriate regulations. August is the month of traditional summer holidays, so there are no RSGBHF contests this month. Today, the 1st of August, the 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all-mode 144 UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. Exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 144 megs FT8 activity contest running from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Exchange is reporting your four-character locator. Next weekend is the machine-generated modes contest running for 24 hours from 1400 UTC on the 7th using 50 and 144 megs bands. The exchange is your report and four-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, the sun was bursting with sunspots with a solar flare index in the high 80s, but by Thursday, we were looking at a different picture with zero sunspots and a solar flux index of 79. We also had a geomagnetic disturbance thanks to the arrival of a high-speed stream from a coronal hole late on Wednesday. This pushed the KP index to 4, with solar speed winds remaining elevated until at least late Thursday. The disruption triggered a short-lived ionospheric enhancement with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometer path reaching 25 megs at 2040 UTC on Wednesday, according to PropQuest and the Chilton Ionosonde data, but by Thursday morning, MUFs were struggling to reach 14 megs. Propagation earlier in the week had been quite good with extensive openings to the Far East on 17 meters. Rodney G0CBO reports working a host of stations, including Japan and Kazakhstan, using just 40 watts FT8 into a vertical. Steve G0KYA worked 8N8 OLP, the Tokyo Special Event Station for the Olympics, using 50 watts FT8 to a quarter wave vertical on 20. Next week, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center predicts the solar flux index will remain in the mid-70s. It also has a KP index at a minimum of 2 or 3, reflecting the lack of solar coronal holes. There is a possibility of a magnetic disturbance this weekend caused by material arriving from a small coronal hole on the sun's equator, but the effects are likely to be minimal and short-lived. VHF and UP last week provided some excellent rain scatter QSOs for gigahertz band operators. The heavy showers across the south and east of the country coincided with not one but two gigahertz contests during the all-day Sunday UK Microwave Group event. Many stations reported working into the north of England from the south and east Anglia via backscatter from a line of heavy showers extending from Ipswich to Southampton. The coming week looks very similar to the last one, with an unsettled weather pattern offering further heavy showers or thunderstorms and long periods of rain. This will favour rain scatter, while there is little prospect of any high-pressure systems returning to produce tropo. Regarding Spreadiki, the unsettled weather suggests there will be jet stream activity to help along any late-season interest. Remember that the season can extend into early September, so plenty of time to fill in any missing squares this year. With positive moon declination, this week we'll have long moon visibility windows, but with apogee on Monday, path losses will be at their highest. Random or sporadic meteor rates are still high, but there's a big shower on the way. Get ready for the largest shower of the year, the Perseids. This peaks on the 12th and 13th of August with a zenithal hourly rate of 100. Find out more about the shower next week. That's all from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.